The Rancor's Brothel presents a Dungeons and Dragons campaign.
Out of the Abyss.
Yeah, you sleep. I'll wait for him to get back.
I would logistically talk about to either Shushar or the Archpriest Ploop. Like, I can't see shit. And maybe talk to Lucas and Matt. Like, maybe a light spell is the first thing that happens or some shit.
Well,
can I have a
why
torch?
Why don't I just set it up, turn it on a rock and put it in your pocket before we go?
Because it'll still shine. Yeah.
Sure.
No, you can cover it.
Can you?
Yeah.
In a pocket's not a bad idea.
Oh, wait a minute. And he'll pull out one more thing from that cabinet. He'll pull out a spell scroll and he'll toss it to you. He said, you can probably use this. I think you can.
Jeff has given us an item that is utterly useless.
it is, for the most part, it's utterly useless. For you, it would be really helpful. The book called for something else, but I didn't like it.
I'm okay playing around with the fact that I can't see half the time. It makes life interesting.
What the fuck is that? They put ads in this app.
What app?
My spellbook app.
You should get the one I got.
We don't want you to sponsor us either, spellbook app. That's a good one, Lucas.
Yeah, I thought it might be more useful
cleric
to you than
can
me.
Cast it. Oh, it's a spell yep. Scroll of continual flame.
Okay, it's a level 2 spell.
Yeah. But I mean, you can just use that. You don't have to prepare it.
Yeah, and it like lasts forever, right?
Yes. Already got it.
Until dispelled.
Yep. Okay, so I got a scroll of continued flame.
You can cast that on something and give it to her, and she can stuff it in her pocket whenever she wants.
Is that a permanent spell?
The hell did I miss?
Until dispelled.
So that means it's a really cool spell up until Jeff doesn't want it to be a cool spell, and then he has someone dispel it.
I mean, it's a level 2 spell. I could get it if I wanted it.
Now, is this flame fire, or is this just flame light?
Flame light.
Okay. You always got to double check, because you never know when I'm going to be setting my pocket on fire.
Nope. Not until I find it interesting.
That's fair.
Okay. Night passes. They give you a nice... I mean, I guess it's kind of comfy place to sleep. They take your gear for you. They say it is in the boat that they pointed out to you.
Okay.
That night, you'll be marched out. Unless you have anything else you want to do.
I feel like we're being betrayed. But
plus wanting my armor.
Okay.
And you fixed your armor...
Fixed my armor, fixed his sword.
Okay, but you weren't able yet to do Thieves' Tools.
I did Thieves' Tools.
Oh, you were?
Okay. I need to do it per short rest, so I just took the rest of the day concentrating and making shit.
Okay, so I do have Thieves' Tools somewhere.
Yes.
Cool.
Oh, so everybody's stuff is fixed? Okay. I took Mending just in case we needed it. So.
It's probably a waste.
And no, it's useful. It's going to be useful. Okay. Don't worry about that.
It's a solid utility spell. Can't complain.
Yep.
I don't have too many utility spells, so I took a couple.
You should. They're good. I used more utility spells as Davin and Pickle Britches than I did anything else.
They're so much more fun.
That's a message as well.
That's a good one.
That's what I really like, just to plug more Patreon content when we played the first episode of Forge of Fury. My utility spells kept us alive when we probably should have died, Jeff.
Although you use the speech of Beast and Leafron. You can't have a full conversation.
And what?
When you talk to animals.
Speech the Wild or whatever?
It's speech of Beast and Leaf for Fearbulgs. You can only understand. They understand you, but they don't talk back to you.
When did I talk? When did they
we
talk?
You talk to the squirrel.
Oh, for God's sake! Okay,
it's fine.
It was a total flavor thing.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm all kinds of worried about.
Let's go stab Mother Hydra.
Hell Hydra.
Different Hydra.
You want to grab me a wet cloth?
Sure, I can do that.
I was gonna say,
perhaps a moist towelette.
Through the night, I would have talked to you specifically about the rat in the pocket and the talking, all of that.
I also would have.
You see me roll over in my sleep and just say out loud, "What the fuck?"
I also would have explained that their god is not exactly good.
Well, duh, they're fish people.
Yeah, but I rolled really bad on my religion check, so I would
have
known.
So I would have explained that to you for sure.
Yeah,
whether or not that means a thing to you is really up to you.
Did you talk to me about the rat thing?
No.
That's purposefully.
That's probably wise.
Just not you.
Good Topsy.
Everyone else
knows.
Can
you turn into a rat?
Clearly none of you motherfuckers have read Shadow over Innsmouth. You should. It is actually the only time the U.S. military is involved in any of Lovecraft's stories that I can think of off the top of my head. Fucking Father Dagon shows up and the U.S. Army tries to shoot his ass with mortars. It doesn't go well.
Wasn't there a movie called Dagon?
Probably, yes.
He's a god in Elder Scrolls games.
Father Dagon and Mother Hydra.
It's a different type of Dagon, but yes.
I mean, is it a giant fish person?
No.
Oh.
It's a... He's just a mage, I believe. Huh. I don't think he's one of the... He's Daedric. One, yes. Is he a Daedric god?
He's a Daedric god.
Oh, that's right, yes.
Yeah, Father Dagon's not...
I've been dealing a lot with Hermanius Mora, going through all the black books. That's very Cthulhu-y, actually.
Those are docks.
Where's the dock that our boat's on? Son.
Out there by Cody's chair.
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Okay.
Jeff, what is that lovely acrylic 10x10 you've placed there?
I'm getting there.
That's a lot of people. You're not going to have enough number size to do that.
Oh, my God.
Involving cults, or?
You know, I'm not even
going to mess with that.
I mean, if you want to lay them out there so it's cool, we can take a picture and post it on Facebook. It'll be great.
Okay.
You do you, man. I swear to God, if we have to fight them all in combat, we're going to have a huge problem. Matt can take a picture of it, post it on Facebook, quote the Beach Boys, and everyone will be completely confused at what the fuck we're talking about.
Oh my God, I don't have anything. This fucking cleric domain sucks.
Which one did you take?
Forge.
I love Forge. Forge is great.
Yeah, he's a pretty cool X-Man, but...
You just got to figure out how to build it, right?
No, Forge is great. You don't have any AoE, but you got a lot of sustain. AoE needs to be coming from Slap Happy over there.
There's not up there. There's really not. No. There really aren't very any, at least at the level I'm at, there's not really very many AoEs to do. Like, Shatter was it, and I didn't take it. I'm a cantrip guy, not really a spell guy.
Cantrips are spells.
You know what I mean.
Now, Jeff, are all of us being sacrificed, or just, quote-unquote, the party?
I mean, they're planning on marching everybody
Here's
out
an
there.
AoE, level 1, Arms of Hadar.
Solid spell.
It was the first one I checked under Warlock level 1 spells.
Right. I also have to consider my character's background and why the hell he would take that.
To kill fish people.
Just in case I come across fish people, gonna take that spell.
No, you just leveled up with all the fish people impending doom. You totally would have done that. You do you. I'm just reading. Sorry.
Albino drow, Matt.
For a guy that always wants to heal, you're really not concerned about gameplay.
I consider my character's background when taking spells.
Well, my family was destroyed by a yak.
So you should take the yak kill spell.
I did.
It's verbal where you just go, yak.
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 Yes, Jeff, would you like to bring us into the game?
A meeting call.
Yeah, that night, Ploop and his followers will lead you into the area where all these Koto are gathered around. There is an altar to the Deep Father that Matt finds very familiar. Beyond it, up by the dock, you see another bound prisoner. You see two of the unarmed Koto that you saw back in the tunnel.
Okay.
And you see another priest.
So not priestess.
Yeah, it is a priestess.
Oh, okay.
How would you tell? I mean, fish tits?
Maybe.
Fish tits. Hang on.
Give Matt a second.
I'm so happy. Fish tits.
Matt's going to be Googling that rule 34 later.
Oh, I'm going to be drawing. Oh, the napkins that shall be destroyed with fish tits. Thank you.
Just don't confuse the X-rated ones with the ones you send your son to school with, because that would be like this one's.
That's going to be a phone call home.
This one's for Natalie, and this one's for Joe.
Continue.
You can hear the priestess railing from further out. You hear her talking about how the Deep Father will raise her people up. No longer will they live off of the scraps from the Deep Mother. They will rise up and take what they want from this world. As you guys are brought in, there is a small confrontation as father and daughter come together. And what the hell are you doing here? I bring sacrifices for the Deep Father. everything like that. She's happy that he has come back into, that he has come into the fold, that he has seen the error of his ways, and just happy as a pig in shit that she gets to kill you. You are all huddled over to one side, basically being lined up to be dragged out onto that dock and killed one by one.
Who is this other bound prisoner?
There's a dwarf. Well, kind of a dwarf. A lot grayer skinned than Morik.
Where's all the NPCs?
Gathered around.
Are NPCs?
Yes.
Oh, they're in the crowd?
No, they're with you.
Oh, okay.
I'm not dragging 15 minis out.
you suck, Jeff!
Okay. Yeah.
So there's a lady gray dwarf.
So are they like Jim Jar, Topsy-Turvy?
Where do you get lady? No. Grayer. He's much grayer than Morik.
Can Matt make a perception roll on whether or not this character is male or female? Because this could get really interesting.
Definitely male.
Hey, what's your name?
Hemeth.
Damn it. Where are you from, Hemeth?
I'm saying it quietly so as to not be rude.
Okay. And
interrupt the
Well, make sure that you say it loud enough that you're picked up by the mic.
I thought I did.
Where the hell do you think I'm from? I'm from Gracklestuck.
Okay.
What are all of you doing here?
Oh, we're being sacrificed to the Deep Father. We're going to be fed to something in the lake.
You're not even bound. What are you doing here?
We're going to be sacrificed. Wink, wink.
Well, he is standing here almost hogtied. If you get me out of here, you can hop a ride on my boat. Take me with you.
All right.
So what's going on?
When it comes time to run, follow us.
Point of order. Who is playing?
Hemeth.
Oh shit! I didn't even think of that.
Come on, Jeff. This is your thing. Zombie, yeah, Bob Hoskins.
What?
Oh my god! I love Bob Hoskins. Yes, that's a good idea.
He's grayer.
What the hell is wrong with you?
Okay, I apologize to the estate of Bob Hoskins.
He played Smee in two different movies.
Yeah, Bob Hoskins is perfect.
Yeah,
I mean, I know he did, but that doesn't make him like fantastic. Great to me.
All right, so good old Bob Hoskins.
Except much more dour than Bob Hoskins.
Can you do that? Is that a thing?
I don't know.
Eddie Valiant? That was a pretty dour Bob Hoskins.
Yeah, that's a very good example. A little more German, I think.
Okay.
But yeah.
So am I thinking Bob Hoskins from Enemy at the Gates then? Dour Bob SS officer.
There you go. Yeah, I forgot about that.
Okay, cool. Got it.
Yeah.
I'm glad we got there. Can we please move on?
Well, the Durgar strike me as a much more German version of dwarves. Very focused on efficiency, very focused on functionality. You were conversing.
Yeah, so when it comes time to run, just follow one of us, okay?
Since the only language I think I do know is Dwarvish, I assume they're talking in Dwarvish?
No. Well, yeah, probably.
They are both dwarves. I feel like that is the common language.
Yeah.
I reply, shut the fuck up!
No.
She needs a nap.
I'm assuming there's no
And where
light
the
out
fuck
here.
Did you learn to speak Dwarven?
That's racist. Just because she's human? No, it's because she's a woman.
Sexist.
No, it's way more about being human.
God, that was a good show.
God damn it. What are we doing?
That was me.
Really confused. It's like, wait, why are you doing the fist thing? I already got my hand up. This isn't right. I just went for it anyway.
First.
You guys are goddamn idiots. Please continue, Jeff.
Like, if there was anything nerdier than saying, oh, I love that show Being Human, it was to fuck up a fist bump. / fuck up a high five.
After some tearful family bonding that they thought was never going to happen again, Ploop comes over and takes Nexus and leads him out onto the dock.
This one's Ploop. Augustus Ploop. Augustus Ploop.
We'll say that's Ploop.
He's a big old fishy nincompoop.
This is Blob.
Did we meet Blob?
Blob is the daughter.
Blob is the daughter.
Gotcha.
And she starts getting ready for the sacrifice. And just before she brings the knife around, Plop cracks her with his club. Roll for initiative.
Do I get any kind of surprise attack since she's been taken? Since I kind of knew he was doing this, she's been kind of taken by surprise.
How about you just roll for fucking initiative, Lucas?
I did.
I got a 3.
Jeff's got his sassy pants on.
He does.
He's a sasshole.
Cody.
9,001.
He gets to choose his initiative, so he's choosing the highest number possible.
Nice.
Thanks, Nord Games.
This card may be handed to the GM at any time for the following benefit. Choose your initiative score.
9,001. Please write that shit down, Jeff. My initiative
Cody,
is 9,001.
Please take a picture of that and put that up there.
Yep.
Troy.
9,001. 9,001 minus 8,000. It's 12.
Math.
Math is hard.
3.
I thought maybe you got another card as well.
Lucas.
3? Wow. I got a modified 20.
Are you going to do your little fly thing since you're stuck on this dock?
No, I don't have to.
What if tentacles come up and try to grab you?
That's a different story.
Yeah, you know, as you look down off of that dock, you do see stuff turning around in that water.
Oh, I'm sure I do.
Actually, make me a perception check.
Do that thing where you spit in the water and see if the carp eat it.
Don't make a perception check.
I did. It's a 15.
15? Yeah. It looks like mechanically small-sized creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Vaguely manta ray shaped.
So stingrays.
No.
No manta rays.
No.
They're different.
What the hell, man?
If they're what they think they are, no, don't go in the water.
I'm not planning on diving in.
They could not be, but if they are the thing that I've killed 3 players at Adventurers League with these things, if they're what I think they are.
Cody.
Yes, Jeff.
Who are you going to kill is the question.
Well, first I need a weapon. And second off, I have a giant, I have a pocket full of light, yes?
Yes.
So can I first produce said light by just tossing it roughly within a few feet of me?
Yes. And I'm sorry, I forgot to say something. As all this is going on, the whole crowd is chanting.
Fair enough.
Lemogugun. Lemogugun. Just over and over and over again.
So
even as all this shit's happening, they're just supplicating, chanting, everything like that.
I'd like to produce my light so I can see and hopefully piss off some Kuto. I would like to grab my glaive.
It's thrown to you.
And I'd like to stab the nearest thing that looks fun to stab. Maybe one of the big D12s back there.
There's one right there.
Oh, who is that?
That is one of the guys who ushered you out.
Try to decide if I should go after Lucas first. Lucas can fly. He'll be fine.
I mean, ideally, you don't know that, but yeah.
You just sprouted wings over goddamn night. How would we not notice that?
No.
The wings come out during
the thing. Yeah, it's per choice, yes. Mm. They're not just out.
He gets them for 1 minute a day.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll stab the guy right in front of me then.
Okay.
At least I'll try to, anyway.
I think I have the ability to sprout wings longer than that.
That's probably
he fast. Doesn't have wings on his miniature.
You should order a...
have a miniature.
That's a 23 to hit.
That'll hit.
One of my favorite things is not asking Lucas about his character's backstory. Because I know that somewhere deep down it chisels at his heart.
It's literally a racial ability. Like I can't make that up.
I should roll that again.
You wouldn't take that spell.
Why?
Because I'm not sure that I rolled it. And it's on a really high number.
There's a reason for that.
I don't know that I rolled that.
It doesn't matter.
My patron.
It came up the same number, so it must have been intended to be that number. 12 damage. Sorry, okay. I felt like I rolled it and then picked it up because I was like, I thought I did not roll that. Don't want to do a thing yet? I can do things that I couldn't do before. No one's within 5 feet of him that I care about. Troy, would you like to go somewhere where you aren't right now? Where are you? Which character are you?
I am here.
Would you like to not be there? I can maneuver you as part of my action.
Sure.
Does he have to be within 5 feet of you?
No.
Okay.
That doesn't really help, though. Never mind. Sorry. It's to save people who are already engaged with that target. But I will try and use my pushing attack just to try something new.
Okay.
I expend a superiority die, which is a D8. I add the superiority die to the damage roll, which might kill him outright. I don't know. So I had an extra 4 damage to that 12. So 16 total damage. He is larger, smaller, right?
Yes, he's medium.
He needs to make a strength saving throw DC 13.
Rolled an 18.
All right. Well, I don't push him anywhere, but I did an extra D8 of damage.
Works for me.
And then I'm going to go ahead and make my second attack on him to see if I can drop him. Does a 12 hit?
It does not.
Okay.
Strength saving throw.
Damn it. He has his shield ready. This is bullshit. He didn't know I was going to attack him. Surprise round. 9 plus number 14.
That'll make it.
I've got it, Matt. Use the sticky shield to throw it on the other guy's sticky shield so his shield is no longer sticky.
Those are already on the boat. Lucas.
See how he avoided them in this combat?
Oh, man. When I spin about, what do I see?
You see the two of them. Well, you see Plute taking a swing at his daughter and the daughter being like, what the hell?
Yeah, I can't really just run through them, can I?
No.
Fly around.
I have to. Like, I don't have a choice. Like, I have to fly around them.
You can jump in the water.
Yeah, and that's not happening, f***er.
I'm just presenting options.
I'm presenting my middle finger.
The next dock is only 10 feet away. You could jump that.
That is true.
Am I within her reach, though? Do I have to roll for that jump?
No, he's going to, like, he'll be like, Blob's slipperiness is, like, probably oozed onto the dock and fall in. He's sure. Going to f*** you over. Don't do it.
No, yeah, actually, you guys already don't trust me. It's awesome. Go ahead.
This is their first time playing against you. I've been playing against you for 149 episodes. I never have trusted you.
I think I am going to go ahead and fly. It'll be fun. Why not? Why not try out our new abilities?
Okay.
So, my eyes start to glow and I sprout wings. I now have 30 feet of movement per fly speed. And I also deal extra radiant damage when I hit up to my level, which is 3 at this point.
Now, is that just weapon attacks or is that spell attacks?
It's spell and weapon.
Okay.
But for now, I'm going to fly up and to the other side. What? So who's standing on the other side? Who are these D12s back here?
These are two of the unarmed guys.
Hmm. Cool. So I'm going to fly up in the air about, I don't know, 10 feet or so. And I'll throw Eldritch Blast at the blue one?
The blue D12 the monk thing? The blue
D12 monk thing?
Okay.
Okay. You sure you're okay with that? You sound unsure?
No, you're good.
Right. Because these are the guys that are against us, right? Am I wrong?
One of them would be. We'll say the blue one. Sure.
Lucas shoots an ally in the face.
No, like I didn't think anybody else was allied with us other than Bloop.
Bloop and his followers are the ones who brought you over here.
Okay, so I would recognize the ones that brought us over here.
Yes.
Okay, so I recognize that one of them is not.
Yes.
Sure.
So are these guys followers?
No.
9 plus 7 probably hits?
Yes, it does.
Cool.
Make him do the math or he'll never learn, Jeff.
Wow, you never did.
Well, that's 8 damage plus 3 more radiant damage.
Okay.
And I will just kind of hover for now. So I'm 10 feet in the air.
Okay.
Hovering like it's a public toilet.
Blop whips an arm out towards you, and you don't see anything happen. Because the spiritual weapon appeared behind you.
Blop?
Yeah.
The daughter.
Oh, sorry.
Where are you? Hang on. Where did you fly to?
He's just like
I'm literally like 10 feet straight up.
Okay, so you're still over the dock.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, something were to say, knock you down.
Yeah.
Okay.
He'd get up again.
Never going to keep me down.
Motherfucker.
I thought it would have been better because that hand signal is the same one they use at the zoo to make the dolphins jump. If something would have jumped out of the lake and gotten him.
Megalodon takes up out of the lake.
Did you see the Meg trailer? Oh, so stupid. I can't wait to watch it.
It was good until I realized what it was.
Right. Apparently it's based on a book.
Like a good movie. And I'm like, oh, it's about...
It's apparently based on a book.
It's Jason Statham, Rainn Wilson. Oh.
Well, that's a weird one. Don't know my own strength. If this attack deals force damage for 1d4 days, there is a 10% chance when you go to touch or hold something that you extend your hand at full force instead.
That's... So who does that go to? Her?
Yeah, Blop.
Okay.
She swung at you, rolled a 1.
Yeah.
And now has a very bizarre card.
Yeah.
Because spiritual weapon deals force damage.
It does.
Oh, that's funny.
So I was...
Okay.
Bemused.
Okay. She will also take a swing at her dad.
It's kind of shiver.
You just swung at her?
Yeah.
Cody.
What?
The one next to you is going to take a swing at you.
Oh.
And miss with a 12. Troy... A six is going to miss. These two are distracted. They are fighting each other.
Okay. So the two monks have moved off.
Yes. More, the rest of Ploop's followers that brought you over are keeping the crowd off right. of you.
We mainly have to deal with those immediately around us then, yes?
Yes.
So six, one, and the and two her. Fours, and her. Cool.
Up next is Troy.
You going to outfly Lucas on your first action?
I can't fly yet. I'll have to wait a couple levels.
Would be funny, though.
Yeah. I'm going to do my claw thing.
Snicked.
That's a 20.
I think the next time somebody needs to say snicked every time he does the claw thing, because that's worked
second,
twice now.
That's the second time you've credited with that.
Uh-huh. Maximum damage and roll the damage dice again. So I'm rolling 3d10s, so that's 30.
Well, what's your max damage?
30.
Plus 4.
Right? Okay, 34.
So 34.
And then your claws are 3d10?
It's yeah. however many psi points he dumps into it.
Jesus yeah. Christ!
Plus 12. So 46?
46 almost would have taken out one of the monks.
That poor Kuotoa ceased to exist. You just like put your hands into him and pull, and he went into pieces.
Pieces? Yeah.
It's fucking disgusting.
You got an offhand.
Do.
Just stare at the other one and growl.
I will attack.
We call him Bub.
The one, yeah, sitting next to me as well for 18 plus stuff.
Yeah. Jesus Christ.
You still think this is going to end up in a book?
I think that the offhand is not right.
15.
15?
If you don't use offhand.
Still up. We may think about that for next time.
Well, I thought you could always use offhand. Why is that wrong?
Considering you literally.
Because when you attack with Searing Smite, mm-hmm. which is a melee attack, a melee spell attack, you get one shot. You don't get an offhand shot. If you've cast it and you have it, whatever.
You'll get the benefit.
It affects one weapon. It's one claw attack.
You have two hands.
And you use both of them to make one claw attack.
That sounds silly.
Well, you're not usually proficient in claws.
I'm just saying it sounds
Santa silly. Or otherwise. Yeah, I'm fine if you want to.
We'll deal with it next time. Okay. I already said you could tonight. Matt, unless you got anything else.
I do have other things.
What kind of fucking bonus actions do you have?
A bonus actions do that 80 more damage.
I guess I'll do the whole being able to stabilize somebody. I'll
okay.
focus on my yep. psychic restoration.
Matt.
Yeah.
It's your turn.
Uh-huh. My spell. Don't shoot me with a gun. I'm waiting my spell. Confirm.
I don't care. I kind of just want to shoot him.
At this point, he's just looking for a reason
you're
to charge, do
so. Yeah, you boo.
We're gonna back you.
Oh, okay. Is this Hemeth then?
Yes, it is.
I will hit number one with my hammer.
Okay.
Well, first of all, I'm gonna put my hand up. I want to yell, "Hammer!"
Somebody's gonna throw it to me.
Yes.
Awesome. And then we're swinging on number one, 24.
That'll hit.
D8.
What are you looking for?
My D8. My brown D8. Ah, merci. For 8 damage.
Okay.
On number one, and then I'm going to use a bonus action and cast
Spiritual Weapon.
Spiritual Weapon. And I'm going to cast it behind her.
Okay.
That's him.
Nope. That's her. That's right. That's the daughter.
I got him backwards.
Now how does that?
So it's a spell attack.
It's a spell attack, so I need to.
You roll and add your spell attack bonus. Plus 5, plus 6, whatever it is.
Well, does a 12 hit?
Read it to the class.
Does a 12 hit?
I don't think so. We're going to say no.
Okay. Oops. Does a 15 hit?
I'm looking.
Matt is turning in a card.
Yes, it does.
Okay.
Card from
Read
Nord
it
Games.
To the class.
It was just a Nord Game card that gave me the ability to hand it to you at any time. It says add 1d6 to an attack roll or a skill check.
Yes.
So it made my 12 to a 15, and I hit the little spiritual weapon there.
What is your spiritual weapon?
I'm going to assume since it's Moradin, it's a hammer.
Good call.
More hammer.
You know, I always thought it'd be cool to be like, I don't know, a fire poker or something. Like, it could be other things.
It can be,
forging.
But if like your deity is associated with the weapon, it's supposed to be that. So
God of the Forge. What if you hit her with the back of the head with an anvil? Does he get more damage for that?
That's just a bigger hammer. You just put the anvil on a stick.
Not just like there's just Acme anvil that just flies at her from across the room.
So that is 1d8 plus my spellcasting modifier. So 9 more damage.
9 damage to her.
To her.
Okay.
Thunk.
To blop. If she's still up, my spiritual thing.
Oh, yeah. There. God, she's... Yeah.
She's the boss.
That is all.
Sorry. Cody.
I suppose I'll hit 6 again.
Okay.
Try to, anyway. An 11 probably doesn't do it, does it?
Nope. Strength saving throw.
Nope.
You succeed.
Thanks.
Nice.
The card that said succeed on saving throw.
I'll try and hit him with the butt end.
Okay.
Nope.
I'm going to take my card back.
I fucking hate these sticky
One
shields.
One more saving throw.
That's an 18.
That will pass.
Second wind. I'm going to kill this son of a bitch. I don't even care. That's a 23. Does that hit, Jeff?
It does.
God. For 10 damage.
He's still up by 1.
He dies. He's dead.
He's dead.
He's so dead. F*** him. Remove him from the battlefield. I had enough attacks to probably take out 2 of them. F***ing bullshit.
But why'd you put him in the back?
They're inconsequential.
Yeah, because Cody told me to take him off the board. Crowd's growing.
These don't matter.
Can I move, diagonal 5, 10, 15 so I can go over there and stab the big lady? There's fine. Let's see.
Because you could reach the bad monk.
Yes.
And her.
Correct.
Okay.
My turn?
It's up to Lucas.
I am going to fly back overland.
Where?
I have 30 feet of movement. So
yeah, that's fine.
4.
Are you coming all the way back here?
No, not all the way back there. I mean, you can put me above Kira. That's fine. So I'm technically 10 feet above Kira's head right now.
Okay.
I need a wisdom saving throw from her.
Blop?
Yes.
Actually, can I move one more to Lucas's side? I would have had a little bit more movement.
Yeah.
This way?
No, sorry. Lucas towards Lucas physically.
Oh, yeah, I like that. I like that thing. I was like,
yeah.
Oh.
It'd be a 19.
Yep. All right. You save.
Okay.
Not much I can do about it.
Where was that? The spiritual weapon's going to follow you and miss with a 9.
What 9's is her?
Not going to hit.
Nope. What is her spiritual weapon?
It's a big
tuna. A whip.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kinky.
It's not a riding crop.
And?
Right, Troy?
Hi.
Nine to hit.
I know, right? Like,
you live in a cave. Another quick fail, sir?
Yes, I rolled another 1 to hit Matt. What the
sweet fuck?
You take a 1d4 penalty on your next attack roll.
I propose that we play every Friday the 13th from now on.
I mean, there's like a 50-50 shot we will, right? So it'll be a Friday night. And you realize...
Since Kira stepped up close enough for that monk to hit, she'll take a swing there. But I don't think a 17 is going to hit.
It does.
It does.
Mm-hmm. But then he's no longer distracted.
It's okay. I figured I might attract attention. That's okay.
8 points of bludgeoning damage and 4 shocking.
Damn.
And you can't take reactions for the next turn until the end of his next turn. Oh, blow me. I did laugh out loud when I read Koto abilities, thinking about your character.
Does kind of fuck me a little bit.
It does. Plop and...
Ploop and blop.
Ploop and blop. Thank you. Are just taking shots at each other.
Shots.
I mean, the epic battle that you guys think you're a part of is really going on there. You can see spells going off. You can see them just beating the shit out of each other. Troy, you're up.
Hit him for a decent. I will.
That claw.
Yeah, do my claws again. Why not?
Why not deal him another 35,000 fucking damage?
If you've rolled another 20,
15 hit?
It does.
I just gotta take him off the board.
Now with that 1, 3, and
also a 1, so 5 plus, so 9.
Yeah. He's dead.
I mean,
it's a 7. No. Are you sure?
It goes on this one.
Yeah. It doesn't matter. He's dead anyway.
What?
Did you just move that back a little bit?
Did I?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It was sitting crooked. I don't know.
Okay. I was just like, did the statue move? Because it's going to be a problem. Especially if it moved out of turn order, because that means it has layer domain or layer actions, and now I'm really concerned.
Was it Clawfoot? I missed that.
Are you still allowing my offhand?
You don't have anybody hit, do you?
Who? You can move over and hit people.
Move?
Yeah, you can. Go for it.
Can I move here?
Sure.
Yes, because I'm technically in the air.
Well, no. I mean,
he's off to the side.
Hit her.
He's trying to hit diagonally, off the shore onto the pier.
Another 15.
You can have advantage if you want it.
I want.
Why?
19.
19 will hit.
7, 13.
That was a 10.
Okay. 23.
Okay.
What's the total max you can do?
34.
Take it.
But that was offhand. No.
You sure?
I nearly did net max there.
All right. Go ahead.
Yeah, reserve that for a low hit.
Anything else?
No.
No? Matt?
I mean, he's friendly, right?
So yes.
If I can cast Searing Smite and it will not affect this guy, spiritual weapon?
Spiritual weapon's not concentration. It's just there.
Okay.
Yeah, it's just a spell, independent.
I'm casting Searing Smite upon myself. And I am swinging. Well, does a 9 hit? No.
No, it does not.
All right.
But it doesn't burn your spell.
Yeah.
That'd be a really shunk to hit him on a 9.
Well, then on the flip side, my spiritual weapon.
Go for it.
Goes for blop.
You can have advantage if you want.
Thanks. So 21 or 20. max damage of 12.
Okay.
With spiritual weapon.
Cool.
So, yay. I like to think she's probably turned now at this point, right?
I mean, she's
waving hammer right in front of her.
Yeah, she's kind of all over the place, but she's being kept very busy by her dad. Cody.
You're being a little flippant with what Blop is doing, which is disconcerting, but that's okay.
Yeah, like not taking down the damage.
Oh, God, he's not!
He hasn't been, which is why I moved into the position that I did. I'd like to make an attack, please.
Go for it.
On Blop.
You can have advantage if you want.
I would like, if that's okay.
Sure.
So that's 4. That's a crit 20.
Okay.
Again, why are we getting advantage all of a sudden?
Don't question.
I'm piercing damage, right? Which is the
second one.
You're slashing.
Slashing, which is the top one.
Axes.
Yeah. Maximum damage, and then roll the dice again.
So nice.
Did you put that card back on top?
Nope. That's
13. That's another 6. So that's 19.
You shuffled real well, didn't you?
Yeah, I did. Real fucking well.
So 19 damage. I'm going to spend a superiority die, Jeff.
Okay.
To be fair, you got some critical fail cards that didn't really do shit.
I know.
Which only adds 1, so 20 total damage. She needs to make a strength saving throw. This is when I'd like you to roll one of those ones, if you would, please. God damn you.
What was it, 20?
19.
Fuck you, Jeff. We're not doing any damage. I wanted to throw in a lake.
Should be on me, right?
Lucas.
I mean, I had another attack, so I hit her for another.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It doesn't matter. I hit her for another d4 plus 3, but you're not keeping track of it, so I don't really think it fucking matters. But I've done a total of 27 damage to her on my turn.
Okay. Cool. Lucas.
I'll throw an Eldritch Blast at the... Is he still there? I can't see Andre. Damn, cut. Yeah.
The monk is still there.
The blue monk is still there. I can safely fly around away from them. Because nobody can reach me 10 feet up in the air.
Sure.
So I will fly around to this side of it and then hit it with Eldritch Blast. That is a 19 to hit.
That'll hit.
No, it's 8 damage here. Screw it. I'll just use it on this. I don't care. I've had it for a while. Max damage.
Okay.
So that's 15.
You know what I have realized?
Yeah.
Lucas's wings allow him to fly away from things in 3 dimensions now.
Troy,
I'm not gonna.
Unless you did you have anything else? I'm sorry.
I don't. You're taking some damage, but you're not like terrible, right? So no.
Can I intuit that my hits are not doing any?
Oh no, they're tearing the hell out of her.
Okay. Well, let's do something fun then. I guess. I don't know.
What?
Since I'm close.
I was gonna ask a question, but I didn't know if Troy was actually gonna say what he's gonna do yet or not.
What?
I was just curious as to how is this dock constructed.
Wood.
So it is wood. Is it, like, solidly, like, it's a pier, it's got, like, you know, columns going down into the water? So we're not got the redneck, these are floated barrels on top of a... Okay. I'll
let them corrosive touch, so can you please make a dex save?
And roll another goddamn 19.
That's a 2. So 8.
That will fail. That's 16... 19 acid damage.
Okay. Good. Matt.
Is the statue of the Deep Father?
Yes.
Is it like a bipedal statue? Statue of a dude?
Okay, no, it is not. Statue of the Deep Father is not the right words. There is literally a dead giant stingray with two octopi tied together sitting on top of them.
I'm going to hit that with Searing Smite then.
Okay.
Is that a 20 hit?
Yes.
Thing?
You really have to roll for that? I mean, it's not.
So I do 10 damage to it, and now it's on fire.
Okay.
For an additional 4.
It ruptures and falls apart. Make a constitution saving throw.
You did something.
Fuck beans. 5.
You are, call it poisoned.
There's a condition poisoned.
No, I know, but I'm...
It's rancid fucking dead fish. And okay. You just ripped it apart all over you.
Well, you don't call it poison, though, door.
No, it's... you're poisoned. The effect is poisoned.
Whatever.
There's not sickened anymore. There's not...
Nauseous.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, those used to be conditions in this. It's all been condensed down to poisoned.
Cool.
I mean, if it were poison, I would give you advantage, but this isn't the same thing.
You have an upset tummy.
Spiritual weapon. Hits her.
Okay. You can have advantage if you want.
I know I can. 12.
That will miss, actually.
Okay.
Cody.
All right, let's try this again. I'm going to hit her.
Okay. You have advantage.
What if I don't want? Well, I'm just looking for things here. 16 hits.
Yeah, but you're a fighter. You know what that swing should have done.
Right.
And it didn't go where you thought it was going to go.
Okay.
It's almost like something's guiding you. It's you saw where it was coming down and it shifted. And you come down right across the neck, down through the shoulder. You cleave. It's almost like she turned into it. I mean, slow motion. Everything slows down when this happens. It's almost Obi-Wan versus Vader on the Death Star.
Yeah.
And you swear she whispered Lemagagoon as it was coming down.
Okay.
And you almost split her in half at the neck and shoulder.
Okay.
And she slowly falls over the side and into the water.
I was going to do that anyway, but that can't go well for us, guys.
And that's when the explosion happens.
Yeah.
It's not super bright, it's not super violent, but you feel it. You feel it everywhere. You two feel it most of all. This is something to do with magic. This is something to do with the weave. Troy had some experience with the idea of the Fairsress. I know you made a history check at some point to know what it was. This is it. This is a terror. Something is going on. It's like a pulse that starts right here where you guys are and just blows out. It doesn't move you. It doesn't anything, but you feel it blow through you. Everybody does. And the Koto go silent. They're more affected by it than any of you are. And you hear something out that way, out in the lake. You hear a splashing. A big goddamn splashing. But as far out as you guys can see, you can't see anything yet.
Are we still on initiative?
Lucas! Your turn.
To be fair, I had a movement, right?
Oh yeah, sure.
Am I on the dock?
You'd be right at the edge of the dock.
Can I take a step back?
Yes!
I'd like to step away from the dock where the splashy noise was.
No, the splashy noise is...
Yeah. If there's something in the water that's going to come get this, I don't want to be on the water's edge.
Mm-hmm.
So I just like to step back.
Okay.
I mean, I guess to be fair, I have another attack. I could poke the other thing from the other side of Matt, yeah?
Yes.
I mean, I might as well use it. Use it! I don't think an 11 is going to hit a monk.
No. Lucas.
From the monk, I need a wisdom saving throw.
That would be a 5.
That is a major fail. He is below his max, correct?
Yes, he is.
So that is 9 necrotic damage.
Okay. Anything else?
No. Did her spiritual weapon disappear?
Yes.
Okay. Then.
Well, no, it would still be floating there. But
right, but it can't do anything without her commanding it. so it doesn't really matter.
Nope.
Okay. No, I mean, I'll just kind of stay where I'm at. From my vantage point, do I have any better sight on anything in the lake? From being a little higher in the air?
Your dark vision doesn't extend any further.
No, no.
Well, yeah, you can see fair. 60 feet out.
That's fair. That's fair.
Is your 60 or 120?
It's 60.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, Durgar, I believe, have it.
It's for Nephilim.
Yeah, I'd say a lot of the...
rat gnomes.
The Underdark races.
Cody, the monk misses you.
Darn right.
Austin misses you.
Matt, 21 to hit.
Okay.
That is 8 bludgeoning and 5 electric.
Do, 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 do.
Oh, and he takes a bite out of the other monk.
What a dick.
Yeah. Troy.
Hi.
Make a perception check.
I can do that.
I mean, I guess you can all make perception check. Yeah, this it's all noise now. It's all hearing.
A natural 20.
20.
19. Matt's holding up single digits, so.
You hear more water moving. It sounds like large amounts of water pouring at this point. Like something's come up out of the water, mm-hmm. and there's water pouring off of it. Yeah. And you hear two roars.
No.
Two separate roars or...
Two separate roars.
They say he's got to go.
Two concurrent roars? Or like a roar and then another roar?
No. You hear the second one start while the first one is still going on.
Yeah. Go, go, Godzilla.
Gonna...
disengage and get the fuck out?
All our shit's in a boat.
Yep, sure is.
That ain't gonna work.
Nope.
Swords!
Well, that's a one.
He breaks the other sword. Did you break another sword?
Your weapon's damage is reduced by half.
He broke it more this time.
Hey, it could have been your claws.
Offhand. 9.
Nope.
I'm going to switch those weapons.
Matt.
Matt's like, ah, for the love of Pete. Smashes another weapon.
This is why I took my name.
Okay. I'll hit the monk. 15.
That'll hit.
Okay. For 4 damage. My spiritual weapon will flit around here. And that's going to hit the monk for, let's see, it hits with a 23 for 11 damage.
Okay. Cody.
The monk's still up.
Looks like just barely.
Okay. I guess I'll hit him, I guess. I kind of feel like I should start running soon. Let's try and hit him first, I guess. That won't do it. Guess I'll try and hit him again. Pretty sure a 9 doesn't do it.
Nope. This one doesn't have a shield, though.
That's nice. I bet a 23 will probably put him down.
It will.
I do a total of 6 damage.
That's 5 more than you needed.
Matt couldn't finish the job. Can I run over and pick up my light source?
Yes.
I would like to do that, and generally move away from the water.
Away from the water? Where are you going?
Wherever my light source is.
Wherever the most portion of land is, that's where we're headed.
Huh?
All the of
most
the land.
Portion of the largest, land.
Dude, it's almost midnight and I'm dead f***ing tired.
Is it almost midnight?
Yes.
It's 11:30.
Yeah, which is almost midnight.
You gotta remember, he goes to bed at 8:45.
Actually, I'm at 11, but go ahead.
I go to bed at 8:45. I'm not even lying. I love it.
Hemeth says, get to the fucking boat.
Oh, I my initiative score is 9,001. I'm already moving. Going to pick up the light and just move away. Move to the largest portion of land where the boat is.
Yeah, all the way down at the end. Everybody ditching?
Yeah.
Nobody. Yeah, I mean, nobody's waiting around for Ploop or anything like that?
Sorry about your kid!
Matt's not even going to take the time to loot.
I mean, he's not concerned about the sloshing and splashing in the lake?
Who, Ploop?
Yeah. Can Ploop breathe underwater?
Oh, he's pretty concerned. He's trying to figure out what it is. You see him staring out into the dark trying to see what it is.
I will try to, like, grab his arm and, like, have him run with us if he'll follow.
Nope. He's not concerned with you guys at all. You have served your purpose.
Shushar, are you coming?
No, I'm staying with my people.
Bye!
That intelligence score makes you
about the time that you guys get here, a tentacle comes down and smashes that dock
with Ploop on it.
With Ploop on it,
makes sense. Yeah, and I mean, there's the other dwarf guy following us.
Your friend. The other dwarf guy is already fucking gone.
That's fair. I wasn't sure.
Yeah, giant two-headed, four-tentacled
thing.
Demon lord.
Oh, yeah, let's get on a boat, please. If Jeff's going to use the word demon lord, let's get in the boat.
Yeah, everybody knows who that is. I mean, that is Faerun's boogeyman. That is Demogorgon. What the fuck is he doing here? Everybody make me a wisdom saving throw.
I'm too busy writing Demogorgon in big bold letters on my notes.
Ooh, that's a good one.
22?
You don't even need a knowledge check to know 18. Who the hell that is.
23.
18.
23, 18.
22. 22.
And another
18. Cody?
18.
18, you're all good. You don't go insane. You see Koto looking up and seeing this thing and just literally clawing at their eyes, going completely insane. Demon lords drive people literally insane just by looking at them.
Oh my god, and we have a telekinetic bitch that doesn't talk much.
Okay.
Demogorgon.
we gotta now shave your
it.
Head.
Now I get it. Okay, took me a minute.
That's funny.
How many times has it written Demogorgon? I was writing it really big, two lines worth of
I mean, you Demogorgon. Guys... You guys have a run ahead of you. Demogorgon is tearing into the crowd. Demogorgon is tearing into the buildings. He is wading ashore and creating a swath of destruction wherever he goes.
Cool. I found with that. We're gone.
Yeah, I think we're all headed to the boat.
Give me a roll off. Everybody roll a d20.
18.
6.
15.
8.
18.
8.
Cody, make me a dexterity saving throw.
Son of yeah, 6.
Huh? You had a 6?
Yeah.
Okay. Troy, make me a dexterity saving throw.
Yeah, I'm still going to do it.
6.
You did.
You're not dead.
But you've lost a leg.
Like, Lucas, do you have your copy here?
Of what?
Of Out of the Abyss?
Yeah.
Okay. Copy over here.
I'm just saying. It might make more of an effect they know what Demogorgon looks like. Demogorgon's on the cover, by the way.
We all watch Stranger Things.
I know what Demogorgon is.
Oh, it's right here.
Yeah, that thing.
Yeah.
Wicked, two-headed, tentacled, horrifying thing.
There's your shrine of the sea of the Deep Father.
That's neat.
Huh. Looks like Krang.
That's one of the things that I wish there were a way to show players better.
Yeah.
Because there's some beautiful art in these books that it's just like you never get a chance to show players.
There's really. Demogorgon coming out of the dark lake.
Well, at least now you know it's scripted.
Yeah, I wasn't just fucking with you.
I mean, shit, if I had demons to fuck with you, I would.
Troy, take 14 damage as a chunk of building comes flying at you.
Oh, cool.
Are you guys keeping an eye on the NPCs?
I mean, they're all supposed to follow us out. That's as far as we know, right?
So that's a no.
Yes.
Yes?
I mean, they...
Who are you keeping an eye on? There's a lot of them.
You got your stool backpack, Lucas?
I'm sure he's bumbling along.
I don't think you want him to bumble.
I can pick him up.
Eldith is priority number 1.
Okay.
Sereth is priority number 2. And Topsy is priority number 3 if you wanted me to list them.
Okay.
So I feel a little guilty. I haven't had to be confronted with that yet, but I feel a little guilty.
It's okay. It's in his pocket.
I'm not too sure about that, but okay.
Fucking rat talks.
Okay, crazy psychic lady. Now you're going... We've run the gamut of X-Men. Now you're going to be Phoenix?
Just you wait.
I'm hearing these voices and I want to burn things.
Where's your card? Where's somebody's card? Roll a dex save for Eldith.
You bastard. I rolled a 7. I don't know what that means.
Her last name is Felderon.
It is.
Felderon.
Ooh, damn. I couldn't roll that well. She takes 25 from flying shit.
Okay.
She is still up. She is hurt. She is moving slowly now.
I toss her a potion of healing.
Mark it off.
There you go. Sure shit better not be moving slowly anymore.
Nope, she's good. You got Stool. He was the other slow mover. Everybody else can make their way there. Next to the ship or the boat that Ploop set up for you guys, you see a much different boat. Very, very low to the water. Long, flat deck. There's a spot towards the back for steerage, but there is obviously a deck underneath. Mostly submerged. And you see Hemeth waving you over to that one.
Oh, let's get our shit out of the other boat first.
Can't say I'm a big fan of following a gray dwarf anywhere.
Prisoner just like we were. Ish.
Kira votes for not following Hemoth the Grey Dwarf. Mainly because it's a Grey Dwarf.
What's that mean?
They're kind of ass.
You're literally following a drow.
I'm not following a drow. I am in charge. The drow is following me, Jeff.
It's not wrong.
Can I do a knowledge check?
You're incredibly wrong, but that's exactly what I think.
Can I roll some kind of knowledge check to deduce whether his boat is faster?
Sure.
What?
Roll water vehicles.
It wouldn't be stone cunning, but it would be some kind of engineering.
Survival?
Sure, survival. I mean, it doesn't stick up out of the water as much. I don't see how it could be any faster. What are you guys doing?
Jumping in the sloop, John B. Getting the fuck out of here.
You're not going with Hemoth?
No. I don't trust a gray dwarf.
What are you guys doing?
I think his ship is too slow, so...
No, my shit's in this boat. I'm getting in this boat.
Yeah.
Fuck your NPC, Jeff.
Just go, okay. Mate. We'll follow.
So who has pilot watercraft?
Literally no one in this party.
It's kind of not a skill.
Bullshit, it's not. It's a tool proficiency.
I had it when I was Zebul.
Yeah.
Hemoth, come back.
Hold on. I need a PHB.
It's like getting in a car and realizing you don't have your keys.
I have proficiency vehicles. I just don't know what kind of vehicles it is.
Who can drive a boat, guys?
Maybe me. I'm assuming that's where I got it from. Oh, I bet it's my soldier. Archetype. Yeah.
Yep.
In which case, it's probably not. But that's probably where I got it from, a soldier. That spells, it's too fun. Didn't think I would ever use it. I just wrote prof should, vehicles.
Should be just after classes.
Sailor. Soldier. Vehicles land. Doesn't mean I won't try.
I'm grabbing my shit out of the other boat, though. God damn it.
What other boat?
Oh, you're going...
My character asked, can anybody drive a boat?
No, and none of the NPCs either.
So, like, we either try or we take his boat.
Grabbing my shit and I'm going. Coming with me?
Kira's going to try.
Hemoth will yell across to you. If you want to take that one too, we can. Tie it off. We can haul it. I need 4 people. Right now.
Okay. I'm doing that then.
It's fine. Just tie the boat off then. Whatever.
Kira's obstinately trying to figure out how to do it on her own. Okay. I'm going to fail. I get that. But I'm sure as fuck not following a gray dwarf wherever the hell he wants to go.
Are you three going to go help? And yes. Grab one of the NPCs to help out, too?
I will task some other NPCs to tie the boats together.
Okay. The 4 of you go below deck, and you're put on pedals.
Hmm? You're a fucking tinker now in disguise.
No, he's a Durgar. I know you read Dragonlance. I don't know if anybody read any of the Demon Wars books by Salvatore. But there were these dwarves called Powries, and they used barrel boats, which were screw-driven boats that were pedaled. And that's what I envision for the Durgar.
Color is this boat?
You don't die. Are you amused over there?
Yes.
Is this from
Sense? It's a Sense's Light of Hand Man reference.
It's
already been published.
Yeah, it's out there.
I've listened to part of it, not all of it. You guys take the wide way around.
Demogorgon.
Yeah. Demogorgon is rampaging through Slubladop. As you guys get out of sight of the settlement, you can hear the screams, you can hear the roars. You still see shit being thrown out your way. A demon lord of the abyss is loose in the Underdark.
I don't think we did good.
Make me another wisdom saving throw, Cody.
I don't have a good chance on these, Jeff. You're really kind of fucking me here. That's a nat 1, Jeff. It's a nat 1.
Okay.
What would you like to do?
Okay.
What would you like to do, Jeff? You have a plan. You can now do it.
Oh, I do. Yeah. We're good. We'll set out onto the dark lake next time.
I need to write down a number in my notebook?
Nope.
Okay.
Our title track, Elders, is brought to you by Sleep for the Weary off their debut album, Nocturnes. Learn more about Sleep for the Weary at sleepfortheweary.com or by following the link on our homepage at rancorsbrothel.com. Enjoy the cards used during the podcast? Check out those and many other excellent Nord Games products at nordgamesllc.com. Tell them the Rancor's Brothel sent you. Want to support the podcast? Donate to the cause at patreon.com/rancors_brothel. Patrons receive exclusive content, the opportunity to play games with us, the chance to win unique prizes, and more. And don't forget to join in the conversation on Facebook by following the Rancor's Brothel and joining the group Fans of the Rancor's Brothel. Follow us on Twitter at @Rancor_Brothel and email your comments and suggestions to BetweenTwoCrits@gmail.com. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share with your friends. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, listeners.